It just keeps getting better and better this evening, folks. We bring you now birds that will talk. If you've seen television over the years, you know these birds are notoriously shy to talk when they actually come to television. Therein lies the game tonight. We have three people here who guarantee their birds will talk. Who will talk best? Who are you? Who's this?
My name's Janice and this is Philby.
Philby is what?
An African grey parrot.
What kind of things does he say?
He says, cup of tea, give us a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Oi, what are you up to?
Really? Oh, he swears, does he? It's a swearing parrot. There's a good old tradition. And what's he got stuck in his mouth? What's that?
That's his black tongue.
Oh, I was going to give it the Heimlich manoeuvre then. I thought that. What induces it to talk?
Well, he likes music, and I do opera, and he does one long opera now as well after me.
Get the neighbours in, ring up people who aren't watching the show. She's going to do some opera and the parrot will speak. Okay, now, it will respond to singing. And I happen to know, because when we questioned you before the show, the sound of the Hoover sometimes clinches you, yeah?
Yeah, when the cleaner comes in the morning, she puts the Hoover on, it goes into one.
It goes into one. Let's try the singing motif first. It's all yours. Guarantee your bird will speak.
Well, Sylvie, talk. Going to sing? Yeah? Go, woo!
Do that again.
Can you sing? Ready? Ready? Go.
Whoa! I know. Let me try. I didn't hear a word then, so I believe we have the sound effect, okay? It's early in the morning, in comes your... Did you say your cleaner?
Yeah. So rich.
Okay, in comes your cleaner, and... Did you have a party last night? What's up with me? Come on. A pair of trousers under here. What you two been up to? She found it again. See, if we can withhold the spectacular sound effect for just one moment, I think this bird has been reincarnated, and in a former life, it might have been someone like Einstein, and it's trapped now in a private hell on a game show. You can't believe it. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disqualify him at that point. You guaranteed your bird would talk. It didn't work out like that, but nevertheless, what a spectacular effort. Thank you very much. What's this spectacular-looking thing?
It's a blue-front damson.
Mm-hmm. And you are?
Umberto.
Umberto?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. One of the few names beginning with you, Umberto.
Yeah.
Okay. What does he usually say?
He says quite a few things. He does telephone. He says, what are you doing? You're a naughty boy. What a mess.
Yeah. Did he ever say, you talk like Ozzy Ardiles? I'm sorry. I don't know if you can turn him around so our cameras can see the full spectacular effect as he leaps into song and speech. All right?
Come on, Dick.
Oh, but, that would be an unofficial word if it happened. As soon as I give you the 3-2-1 go,
okay,
look, he's getting on that pressure. Okay, he's gonna, once he gets going here, he'll be like Dennis Skinner in full flight. Ready? Off you go.
Come on, Dave. A kiss. A kiss. Come on, Dave. Okay. Hey?
It's people guaranteeing the birds will talk.
Now, are they?
His special sound would be the doorbell, wouldn't it?
Or the telephone.
Let's try doorbell, first of all. Okay, she's finished at her house and she thinks, I'll try and drum up some more custom by going to this house, see if they want it cleaned, and goes...
No. No.
Think. Pretend we're not in. I don't know if it's a parrot at all, is it? It's just some kind of psychedelic pigeon you've brought in for us. Okay, so there it is, two down. Thank you very much indeed. Who are you, madam? Who's this?
I'm Sheila, and this is Blossom.
Okay, now, the competition has been interesting, but not particularly fierce. What do you think, Sheila? What does she normally respond to, and what does she say?
She likes the telephone and the television on quite a lot at home.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes to say, good girl, Blossom, pretty girl, Blossom.
Yeah.
I'm lovely and out.
Okay. We'll try a telephone if and when that time should arise. But I'm sure she's ready now to vent her spleen on Pet Swim Prizes. It's Egypt. Wow, look at that. It's kind of a Don King haircut building up. It's a wonderful thing.
It's an umbrella cockatoo.
It's an umbrella cockatoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has silver wings.
Please, this is not an exhibition. We are
up to it.
All right. Okay. Off we go.
Hello, Blossom. Hello. Are you beautiful? Oh, are you beautiful? Say hello. Hello, Blossom. Hello, Blossom. Are you beautiful?
Come on,
Blossom. Oh, come on.
Let's go with the sound effect in our own time. Well, she's had just as much time as everyone else, but still no results, but we give you Blossom. Thank you very much. We're into a tiebreaker. And I guarantee my bird will sing or talk. The first answer I hear will be the answer I shall accept, and we'll see you into the winner's enclosure, possibly going to Egypt on a trip for two. Here we go. In Treasure Island, the parrot was Captain Flint, and his catchphrase was, pieces of...
Ice.
There it is! We've got a winner at the end here!